split it to try to put together a Sheikhus Balamar and Rashi, just look at it. I broke down, I think, Shmuel to two major assumptions. Assumption number one is that indeed Lishma and not just a Maitha. A Maitha alone gets to fight, the Maitha has to be Lishma. There has to be a Hebrew Lishma, there has to be a Yatzitis Lishma, there has to be things that are Lishma. Beyond that, you do a Hakuniya full Lishma. A partial Lishma gets to fight. A partial Lishma is not alone good enough. Now the question is, where does Rav argue? So Rav can argue on one of the assumptions. According to Rashi and according to the Balamar, we'll figure out how Rav potentially differently disagrees. According to Rashi, which assumption does Rav argue on? The first that you need a Shema, the second that you need a full Shema? What? The first. According to Rashi, you don't need a Shema. What we care about is the Maaseh. And therefore matches up, Rav matches up nicely with the Rabban, who also don't need Ibn Lishma. Mash in case the Balamar. The Balamar believes that you do need Lishma, but Hazmana is good enough, it's here, I see it. Once you have this fundamental difference as to what Rav holds up, a lot of things fall into place. According to the Balamar, who believes Hazmana is Kasiya, once Hasmona is Ke'afiyah, you can always fix up the Shema problem. That's why the first three meanings, the first three categories are possible, not for the Shema reason, but for Dinkanach reasons or other reasons. Because you can always fix up a Lishma. Beyond that, that's why the Balamar learned Sanhedrin to link up Rav and the Rabbanon with Abaye, who believe Hasmona is Milchus. That's called Shita. Lastly, Hazmana may even be some small additional element of the Shema, which would be parallel or handed out to the Mechadish Bodhava, which we saw in the Yerushalmi. That would indicate the Balamar and Tosfos and the Rebbe Hanano to say, hey, look, the Kirlo may accept the Yerushalmi and be and mandate you to be Mechadish Bodhava and mandate that a Sukkah actually being Lishma. That would be potentially the Shikas of Balamar, all stemming out of how we understand how Rav is in Yiddish for. Once you understand the Kasha to be, and what the last thing is, the Kasha got to be only from Shmuel, because Shmuel is the only guy who says that Hazmana, sorry, that Hazmana doesn't work, and therefore you'll actually have a case of sisters, i.e., the sisters that are part of the Kasha comes only from Shmuel, and therefore everything essentially stems out of here. According to Rashi believes that all you need is a Maisa. You need a Maisa, and you don't need the Shema at all. So being Mechadish Bodhava is not necessary because you don't need to suck the Shema in the first place. According to Rashi, they still reject the Yerushalmi. Beyond that, according to Rashi, you have to link up, Rashi has to link up Lav the Rabbanan with Rava, because all we care about is a Maisa and not anything else. We don't care about Hazmana. Hazmanas don't help, partially they don't help at all. We have a full-fledged Maisa to charge them for value. Lastly, no Lishma should be needed at all, and Rav, who needs it, must have a special care because of Yidilim Hasalah, which passes up Hasil Lishma. This essential, I think, is the clearest way to look at the Machlokes, the Rashi and the Balamar. This is charting out specific two assumptions for Shmuel, the theory, the application of it, the theory, the extent of it, the Yisod and the Yisum, the Yisod that you need the Shema, and not just the Maitre, you need the Maitre to be the Shema, and beyond that, the extension of it, that you need the whole thing to be the Shema, a full-fledged Shema, not just a partial one. What's the Rashi? Now, the Rashi of Alamar, where is the disagreement? Okay, that's just in terms of what we summarized yesterday.
Okay, I hope we should put things together a little better. Was that helpful? Okay. I appreciate you saying yes, even though. Okay. Yes. We have left off with three major questions. We have spoken about, according to Rav, why are the first three things possible? Why are Gedilin and Neiman and Tosa, why are they all possible? We had seen 2 days in the Shon Temple. Rashi, I believe the problem was the Shema. The Baal Amar said the problem of the name Tanakh. Why did the Baal Amar disagree with Rashi? The answer is because, according to the Baal Amar, it can't be a problem of the Shema, because it has money to solve all problems. We never have said the word puzzle. There's a love the Shema quote we had also had. Why does Rashi disagree with the Baal Amar? Is it just that he translates the case differently, or does he actually have to disagree on a halachic level? You don't really know, so I'd like to think about both possibilities. If he does, fundamentally, it's got to think about why. At this point, the one that Rashi was one of the questions is that sometimes we have a machlokas, we need one hakira or hesper to be master, sometimes we need two. The difference is tough. You have a machlokas whether something is kosher or pasul, or needs lishma or doesn't need lishma, or is yotze or not yotze. You have to figure out why is it yotze and why is it not. There's one issue at play. However, if you're trying to figure out why X is true, and there are two reasons why the din is true, reason number one and reason number two, well, essentially, there's two machlokes going on here. Is reason number one right, yes or no? Is reason number two right, yes or no? Is Rashi right, machlokes Rashi and the Baal Amar? Is the Baal Amar right? Machlokes the Baal Amar and Rashi. The devil is a machlokes here. The question isn't just a technical machlokes, and Rashi just happens to have different cases of Baal Amar, never addresses it, but maybe there's a much more fundamental machlokes Rashi rejects. If you weren't convinced enough, you know, just by the fact that maybe Rashi disagrees, there's worthwhile, there's enough value in trying to figure out why someone would disagree. I think it's pretty clear from the Rambam that the way that the Rambam doesn't go like neither Rashi nor the Baal Amar, it's not a problem of Mishnah. And then the question is, why not? What I'd like to do is look at this, there's the talk about Ha, Ha, Na, and the drush of Mishnah. Figure out how the Baal Amar looked at that drasha to include these three gimel meanings, i.e., kotsin, nimin, and karadim, while potentially the Rambam, maybe Rashi, disagreed and looked at hakanaf mitzvah differently. Again, I'm not sure Rashi disagreed, but at least on the chance that he did, I'd like to figure out why. And even if not, maybe this, the Rambam probably does. Yes, we would then. I'm open to that, by the way. I mentioned it. There's a good chance Rashi doesn't disagree halachically with Mishnah. He just likes his read of these three things better for the people to the Shema better. In which case, if Rashi agrees, I'm not sure Rashi disagrees halachically with the Baal Amar. He definitely disagrees with how to read the Gemara. And the question is just, did he think he had a better read? Or did he? Did he have a better read, or did he think that his read was equally good, but backwards? Better anyway, but in other words, is the Baal Amar halachically wrong, and therefore misapplied, or just only misapplied? It could be only misapplied. There are those type of people out there who say, listen, I'm not sure that he disagrees, so why bother thinking of that? My approach is, and there's a very potential chance to disagree on a halachic level, so I think that right from a coma, I'm not trying my best to think about, and figure out why potentially he disagrees. Let's just take a look at the Gemara in the morning. Remember, now the Daf Lamed Tes quotes a tefillah. There seems to be a problem. What type of material could you make, could you use for your tzitzit string? One pasuk says, Hakinah, and we learn now, Min Kinah, that it has to be the exact same material as the bag. If you have a cotton bag, you should have a cotton string. If you should have some other type of material, you should have polyester, then again, you should have polyester strings. If you should have, I don't know where it is, I'm referring to the use of the shirt, fleece strings, I don't know what, yarn, maybe, I don't know, whatever, otomim is what you need. On the other hand, the button says a different drasha, which is what? That you need semer pishtin. So this kashi eventually is based upon two assumptions. How does Rav get that? How does Rav know that? It's based upon a haggish from Samuel Fishman, which is right next to the deal of Halakha Smoke. Therefore, there's a drush, we learn out that Samuel Fishman was. Where did the Avakasha? I'll stop with that. don't forget, it would several efficient would work anyway. However, if it's not several efficient, the strings are not several efficient, then they have to be the same material as the baguette. I'm bagging these time strings. By the way, that's accepted by halacha. Now the standard approach of hakanah, mikanah, how would you learn this in? What makes more sense at first glance? To only learn out otomit, which is, let's say, the way rule be shown in the learned way, etc. In other words, I don't know for sure the Rambam, presumably, definitely rule be shown in the way, that the soul of me cannot be that drunk of me. According to the Balamar, presumably, otomit and these three minim over here. If one of the best questions to ask is, what sheet to make more sense at first glance, and to figure out why it makes sense, and why the other guy doesn't. The Rabbos said, who makes sense at first glance? Rogeshon, why? What is the definition? What do you need? Min hakinah teaches you what? That what? That the category of material used for the tzitzis should be the exact same category. I'm going to translate it. The sug of the tzitzis, the material, that the material, the halachic material. The material should be the exact same material, the exact same din, the exact same sug, the exact same material. And according to the Balamar, it's not even only about material because it has the ability to pass along not just different materials, but even these three. How would you classify these and categorize these under one larger umbrella category that, according to the Balamar, he learned out otomid was not the divine, was not the reason why, but rather it was a synonym of something much greater. You with me? In other words, it was not, the soul is not otomid, but rather otomid is an example of a larger category which takes into account other examples as well. And that's important methodological as well, because of learning. Sometimes you have two random things that seem to fall under one category. You can point out that there really is one larger category with different, you know, examples under that umbrella category. Even though the Gemara called it, you know, maybe not, but it was just an example of what the Torah meant. What is the Torah's criteria? What does the Torah halacha mean? The necessity. What does the Torah halacha mean? What does that Torah mean? It's not about material, because material would be dafka dat. Do you know what I'm saying? Well, I think people would actually, but meaning, I don't know who would or who wouldn't. But I can imagine, I don't think it's physically impossible to deal with Rakusin. People don't, it's not impossible. I agree, I think that's what the word Roman Yod Begin means. The question is, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say people can't do it, but I would rather say something else. It is, what? Quality. It's about equity. We need something equity. We need something, a quality, in other words, hakanah means you need a proper quality, you know, these are creative products of quality. These are creative qualitative products. And there are two ways that the product can be non-qualitative. Number one, it can be the raw material completely. Number two, as it can be, maybe even the right material, or maybe even several kishtim, however, what? Of poor quality. And the lashon of the Baal Amoritz is what? Not that it's lo yitachein to make a baguette, but it's ein ra'oi with baguette, and people don't make a baguette from material like this. And I think that's the lashon. The Baal Amoritz spells out the svara. I think not only is the svara true, it's mashm in the words, he says as follows. V'ein gimel minim halalu re'uyim la'atzos mehem baget shein p'soles ha'temer. Because they're the p'soles, they're the leftover stuff, they're the junk. V'ein baget naseh mikamosan. People don't usually make the garden out of this. Therefore, it's not a material problem, but it's a quality problem. My nafkamino, the right material, but of inferior or poor quality. So this, I think, is a lumen. This, I think, is an outlook between the Balamar versus, let's say, Shachar Aruch Rov is shown as maybe why the Rambam just trying my best to show you maybe where the Baal HaMor got it from. Essentially, the Gemara's Kasha and Menachos, the Stira that Rava had addressed, was based upon two independent parts. Number one, what are the two parts of the Rava's Kasha? We can look at them together. What do they are? Number one is that there seems to be two different criteria. There's two different criteria for this distance, and number two is that they are so there that God actually is. In other words, is it Seno Kishtim or is it Otomin? And not only that, but they contradict each other. Which of these two assumptions in the Kasha gets changed? How could one make a suggestion? Either what? Either really there's only one criteria. There's one criteria. Or, Ein HaKinami, there really are two, but right, there's low snow trim. Meaning one can argue there really are two independent criteria. There's two independent clear hypothesis. One teaches me center Christian works, and one teaches me that mid cannot work, and either one is fine. That is by the standard way of learning the Bible, about this way of learning the however, maybe one can argue that really the Sira, it's not that there still are two different criteria and they just don't contradict. Maybe there's really one halacha. What would that halacha be? We need some type of halacha that would include both Semer Uvishtin as well as Oto Min. What potential category would be inclusive of both of these two criteria? What potentially would you need to say, well, as long as you have the following decision, you're okay. What's the following? Something that includes several decisions plus the right material. What could that mean? Well, it's an athlete. I want to assume that I understand, which is an athlete, Joshua. Correct. You need some type of wow. It could be according to the Baal HaMor. I'm not sure. Maybe the Baal HaMor learns it, your learner is teaching you that. There's only one category. There are two examples of that category. There are two types of things that fit into that category. But essentially, it's not a series. In other words, why? Because both sukkah are leading towards the same direction, which is, since this needs to be a flower. If that's the case, if that's the Baal HaMor read the Gemara, well, I understand fully well why. Even if it's semer, if it's garbage semer, if it's junky semer, right off the bat, you would disqualify it because, again, Semer and Fishkin are not the category, but they're reflective or examples of the category. What is really the category? Quality. And it could be Hakanah. Minkanah is, again, either that is what we need, that is proof of the criteria, it's proof of the Sibah, but what is what we need, or it's just reflective of what we need. It's a hint, it's a code word for something much greater. Is it what we need, or is that the definition of what's needed, or is it just an example of what's needed, but the definition, an example of something with a larger definition? That may be the machlok between the Baal HaMor versus the other we've shown them over here. Questions, comments, stage, how are you doing? Good? Thanks for it, right? Sam, you? Okay. Alvin, how are you doing? Did you follow that? Sam, what do you want to say? Okay. Yeah, probably got it. Criteria? Tadi Hokte? Echut? Quality. Kamut is quantity. Kamut. Or Kamuti. Kama is that. Kama is there. Kama is there. Kama is there. Kama is quantity. Echuti. So I think the Chacham wants to point out there's two types of Bittul Torah. There's Bittul Torah Kamuti and Bittul Torah Echuti. Bittul Torah Kamuti means you don't learn enough hours of Torah. Bittul Torah means Echuti means all you did was take Hillel all day, opposed to learning Gemara B'nai. You know what I mean? All you did was
exempt for the balamot. Okay. Next. The next little piece for the Rambam. The next piece was the next balamar. The balamar. The balamar at the end pointed out that even though there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, Rav and Abaye, Rav Bar and Rav Shbag, and all the Parshim, all the Amorim and whoever, as to whether or not the entire Asiyah requires Mishma, or whether or not Hazmana Milsa and Hazmana Chatsiya and Hazmana is to fight, is that enough? The Baal HaMor says that's only true by some situations. There's a unique situation, which is what? Which is different. What's that different situation? Huh? I'm hearing you. Sivas, Kisei Kodesh. What's the difference? What's the chiluk? The truth is, I don't think the Baal HaMor has a pasuk for it. He has gemara. That seems to be a kasha. If you write Shem Hashem without kavana, the whole Sefer Torah is pasuk. Why is that the case? Bechor, the rest of the Torah is good. That should certainly be a hazmana. What's the chiluk that the Baal HaMor makes? It's based upon a svar. Who can define what the svar is? Yeah, that's what you write, that the etzem is kedusha. In other words, when it comes to ibud lishma, the making of the tefillin, even for tashmishe kedusha, not just tashmishe mitzvah, even for tefillin, which are tashmishe kedusha can infuse into the tefillin, but the tefiva itself, what? Yeah, why should the halacha be like that? What's the spark for that? You're right, so now it has to do with the word etzem kedusha. What does that mean? You want me to understand that? I can repeat it. I just don't know if I have the proper language to capture the idea. New Rav Osai, what's the idea here? What's the svar for the Baal HaMor? Who would it mean? Why, if you were Chazal figuring out these halachas, if you were Rav, if you had made this confession as well, that Sifa is different, if you were the Rabbanu, why would you have? What's the svar for the Baal HaMor? Now, the truth is, by the way, okay. I could have seen it have requiring a lot more, I could have seen it requiring the exact same amount. Tashmisha Mitzvah are not as high as Tashmisha Kedushin have the same amount of Kedushin. Yeah, here. I have to stick with it, I will, because I can sharpen the whole thing. Yes, I did. Here, I'd like to see if you can answer the question, why can't it be that Sivas Sifrei Kodesh has money alone to suffice? Why must it be that every step along the way requires solution? Is that?
Writing of each individual letter, that each one is.
I was thinking something like that. In other words, when it comes to filling, the bottom of filling, the ritzuas have kedusha. When it comes to like Sivas Sefer Torah, the Sivas says that every letter has kedusha. It's not just that there's one generic kedusha given to the chetza batzot, but rather being that every particle of the Sivas Sefer Torah, every letter of it has kedusha as well. Therefore, you need every letter along the way to be written lishma. That's what I'd like to suggest. I think what David Saul is suggesting is correct. You hear this? In other words, you don't hear this. I'm not just saying that there's a higher level of kedusha, so therefore every step along the way needs kedusha. I'm suggesting that the Sivas Sefer Torah, every letter has to do
and mezuzah. Every letter of Ksiva Sifrei Kodesh has kedusha to the letter. It's not just, I mean, again, if you just have a letter, you know, by itself, or in other words, mezuzah is not just, in other words, rituals have one kedusha point. I don't know if point is the right way to say it. I'll use point as a mashal. A set of tefillin, the rituals, the bats have one set of kedusha points. And therefore, they need one lishma of the whole thing, part of the way that's not close. But according to the Ksiva Sifrei Kodesh, every oath, every letter along the way, maybe even every part of a letter along the way has kedusha to it, and therefore, it requires every letter requires kedusha. If you leave out one, you put in a little bit of kedusha at the end, it would work for the tefillin because since it's only one kedusha point, you've given it one kedusha point. But for the OCOs, since there's 700 of them, you need 700 kedusha points to kind of satisfy the need. I think what Saul's saying, I like it a lot. Yeah, what do you want to say, but if I create 70% of with lishma, why shouldn't it work? It works for soke, it works for bitzit, it works for evil lishma, for tefillin. Okay. Lishma, what? But why does every single letter need? Why is it not good enough? Just because it's a higher level of kedusha doesn't necessarily automatically translate the need for every letter to be lishma. Maybe just have two hagmanas lishma, or maybe have 50% lishma, or maybe have the same amount of lishma. Why? Not one action. The same Torah is used. I see a tefillin is not one action. And see by state of Torah is. Say everything, if you write everything but Shem Hashem. In other words, there's a part of the good, and if you took only one of those parts of the Shema, that's good enough because Hazman is built, according to the Baal Amar. Of course it is. The Baal Amar says, according to the Rambam, you don't do an even Shema, but if you do a Chita for Shema, that's good enough. That's the Baal Amar. According to the Baal Amar, according to the Zeh of that has money to build stuff. Rava, what's it called? Shmuel, or Shmuel Gamliel. You don't need Lishma to every step along the way. You need one action of Lishma, which is good enough, called Hazmana Milsa, because one thing gives it chalos. And therefore, even if you do evil Lishma, if you do a chit of Lishma, it's good enough. So if that's the case, why should 90% of the Tzivu Lishma be insuffice when only 10% of the Akhil Lishma is suffice? So I'm suggesting there's a qualitative difference between the tefillin, which is, has one, again, one kedusha point, it's not that I was saying, has one kedusha infused in it, while every single oath requires kedusha. It's not just that the tefillin requires kedusha on one level, but there are many, many levels for the mezuzah, for the tefillin, for the Torah, for everything along the way. That's what I like to suggest. I think it's probably solved for this correct. Yeah, one, two, and then move to the Rambam. Yeah. What? As long as one part of the Atsia, I don't know if it's one physical part of it, but as long as one part of the Atsia. Then is the Ksiva considered has one for the villain? For Ksiva Sifrei Kodesh, exactly. The Ksiva has many, many, many different things that require kedusha, and there's many, many things that require lishma. The tefillin, although there are many parts to it, it's one halachic entity called Atziyat Tzur. That's how I think the Baal Amar would view how Chazal defines it. Yeshua. Okay. Shmisha Mitzvah.
Has no
Kedusha at all.
That
was a lot of words that I don't think made sense. Do that again.
How can
I don't think you need it.
I
don't think you need Kedusha. There is no Kedusha in Tashmish and Mitzvah. It doesn't come from anywhere. No, carries over, do you need something for that Sfira Tabasin, or either the Chitak or the keyboard or something? I don't think Sfira's
parchment. It's only one pair that it could be used. Not for it didn't be crazy Tabasin itself. You want to prepare that it could accept Tabasin for something else. So the data, if you have a money, prepare for this, so that this, I think, should accept it later.
Along the lines that when it comes to spilling, the tools are spilling, something like that, so you're not making it kadosh, but rather what are you doing here?
You're preparing it for
like
the
from
the
clock. I don't think the Kedusha from the tools comes from the seed. Your point is that somehow the Kiva has etzem kedusha, so every part along the line needs to be kadosh. Why does that matter? Work? Because it's etzem kedusha, and always have etzem kedusha every step along the way you need. Okay, that's etzem kedusha. Good. And what about regular rituals? What about different stuff like that? That's mishum kedusha. So has even oreg, lemeis, whatever it is. So that's just hasmana. So why does hasmana work for a paper spilling? And it's not etzem kedusha. How do I know?
You're just preparing it. You just want it to be prepared as she is hashmish.
Hashmish of what? Hashmish of what? In other words, you suggest like this. In other words, when it comes to tefillin and sits and things along those lines, those are used to tashmish and mitzvah is used for a mitzvah. In other words, tashmish and mitzvah make a lot of sense.
tefillin are used to have something of superior kedusha, i.e., the cloud. Therefore, it's hashmisha kedusha. The ksiva itself is what's kadosh. Now, if it doesn't house kedusha, it itself has kedusha, and therefore, in other words, yeah, to create something that houses kedusha, you just need any lishma, hazman. So something that creates itself kedusha requires the entire process. That's not bad at all. I like it. I'll stick with that. I even like it more than stall, you know, but now I'll stick with two mahalchim. Mahalch number one is stall, which is just to clarify, which is that every letter requires kedusha. What Yeshua is suggesting is maybe every letter does, maybe every letter doesn't. I don't know. Probably every letter doesn't. It's the klaf itself which has kedusha, but it intrinsically is kedusha. That's what it means. Etzem kadosh, etzem kedusha. Masha Enkin, the batim and the ritzuos, which are designed to house the kedusha, or tashmish kedusha, they're used for tashmish of kedusha. And that's why they're called tashmish kedusha, and they have different halakhic like that. Very good. I like it. Can you hear the difference? Yes, each other? What? I like Stoll's better, but I like Shua's better all over because I think the words of Tashmisha Mitzvah, Tashmisha Kedusha, and Tashmisha, whatever, is light up. Not bad. Well done. All right, we're going to do the Rambam quickly. I'll deal with the other questions after this. After this. What? Critical? Yeah, what do you got? Well, Tashmisha Mitzvah might not, Tashmisha Mitzvah might not have any Kedusha at all. But it's a tashmish of a mitzvah. This is a tashmish of something kadosh. This is the kadosh itself. That's exactly what he said. Good. That the cloth is kadosh. The batim and the ritzuos house. They're a tashmish of something kadosh. So it requires lishma, but not the same level. You know, it requires some little small level of lishma. I think it's good. Okay. You think you're critical also now? Yeah, what do you got? The level of lishma is the same level of lishma, whatever lishma is. But the question is, how much of the process do you need lishma for? So for something like etzem kadosh, etzem kedusha, has etzem kedusha, like the klaf, that requires the entire thing. For something that houses or aids and abets and assists the tashmish of the kedusha, or even the tashmish mitzvah, it requires hazmana alone is suffice. Okay, good. If you look at the Rambam, for the Talmudic data, a number on the Rambam did a good job, but I think there's a few questions we need to go. Let's start with the questions on the Rambam, and then we'll go back and figure out how the Rav, you know, tried to solve problems. Okay. Take a look at Hilchas Tzitzis Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Aleph Perek Yud Aleph. Hilchas Tzitzis. The Rambam open up. Ari, you want to be the Rambam? Do you have it? All right, Shol Yaakov, why don't you read the Rambam? Take a look. Hilchas Tzitzis Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. Chutei HaTzitzis. Good. You need to be a continue. Good. Below min ha. That had a question with the behemoth, correct? Love.
Love is
good. Ella.
Ella being a rather
we had a few technical questions like that were important questions, but not for us. Like, what's around happening by Tehillah and by love? We'll leave that aside for right now. Number one is, why does the Rambam mandate, but how can we mandate, we'll notice, point number one, the Rambam requires to be a Mishma. We'll see in a second that the Asiya is fine without it. Right? He doesn't learn like Rashi that they were put on in a shalom mishma, right? He definitely translates the case like Dabal Amar, and more than that, he doesn't even need a mishma. There's no way he goes like Rashi. And most likely, he doesn't learn like the Rambam either, because he puts halacha knaf, min hakinaf, and halacha out, and puts it in entirely different category. Well, what is this category, and how does it reflect the Rambam Gimel meaning? Let's just read halacha in here. Show you how you're doing great.
Right? Yeah. Good. Good. What's point number two? It's unbelievable that. How about if us, how you struggle below Kabbalah and Shayla, we went there again. And what's wrong with the Gimel Meaning? Salvechik suggested, and there's allusions to it in the writing, but not exactly, that maybe this is
the Gemara in Avodah Zarah writes that the person is mishtachav that is temerate for good. And the Gemara has a discussion as to whether or not it extends to other things beyond, I guess, kutshim Avodah Zarah has a foot orientation. It could be the Rav claims the Rambam has to discuss things low, and therefore, if that's the case, what do I understand? A, it's not the problem of the smaller action. B, it's not the problem of not like. More, it's a problem of mode, the third possible scope, and more than that, I understand what else? Okay. What else fits in with those? Why are you stuck in the context you're stuck in? What context is this found in? What other halakhas indicate that, that these are just disgusting to be used for a mitzvah? What else? What? Hang on, what else? Yeah, Mishtachav Elapishtan, Irani Dachat. Michelle, what else is there? Guzzle was in here, something like that. What? Well, okay, to that. I don't think he learns it's the Shema because he believes that if a Jew does it, Shalom the Shema is kosher. Additionally, he doesn't have the case of Rashi as the Shema. Well, it's true. I'm open to the point that at the beginning of Halach it out, he has it in a stuck in there. I'm not 100% sure what to do with it, but certainly the context, supports the rub here that's the problem most. I got the question. I'm not sure it's really sandwiched between the Shema. Hold on to the point for a second. Let's get back to something. I'm missing something. This is what Israel Betel Vachek argued. One second. Yeah. Question the comments on this before I move on and tell you my own little addition, which I'm not sure is true. I think it's a little bit revolutionary, but I think it's creative. I think I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure much I like the Orthodox. So, yeah, what do you got? Oh, in other words, if people sleep with that, not where are those included? Where's that? Oh, that's talking about what animals are kosher from the bear or not. Meaning, if a person would sleep with an animal, he would use that animal's wool for fish. I don't know, did Rambam mention that halakha anywhere? It could be there's a different criteria. It could be that what ma'os for mizbeach is not ma'os for six. I'm not sure that the halakha criteria overlap exactly. In other words, I can see once the tzemer is detached from the animal that was slept with, I can see no longer being disgusting, the animal itself. Meaning, I don't know if the Rambam even includes that. That's a question of does the Rambam believe that this is the cause of the first? I'm not sure he does. Correct. So, yeah, there was a shinoi changed enough to remove the disgusting element. This is what the Rav said. I thought it made sense in the context. I hear the little schmuck questions. Let me make my next point. We'll try to get back to the room in a second.
The next question is, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Who do you pass it? Like Rav, Shmuel? You do need a Tzviya, you don't need Lishma. Does anyone say that? Where did that come from? How did the Rambam read the Gemara? Who is the Gemara? Is the Gemara attacking from Rav? Is it attacking from Shmuel? What Bechlal is going on according to the Rambam? I'd like to suggest the following. There are a lot of advantages to this Mahalach, but there's some about it that just doesn't sit well with me, but I'm going to say it because there's a lot of advantages. I'd like to suggest that the first three meanings based on the Rav are puzzle, because of Mark. Feasting is a machloket between Rav and Shmuel. For the Rav of Pasha, for the Shmuel is puzzle. I'd like to suggest Feasting as an example of the real Mishma. And there's a machlokas if you need to be a Mishma or not. According to Rav, do you need to be a Mishma? No. According to Shmuel, you need to be a Mishma. The Rambam is passing the word like Shmuel. Some of the Balabar passing like Shmuel, but the Rav passing like Shmuel. Therefore, what comes down is that you need a Tzviya Lishma. And by the way, if this is correct, what word reads really nicely in the Gemara? How does the Gemara ask in Kasha on the Hillel? Alma or not Alma, what? The begin on Tzviya Lishma. The Kasha may be specifically from Tzviya, not from Atzviya. I think the wording of the question is the begin on Tzviya Lishma. Somehow, the Ina to be a Lishma contradicts the Hillel. What comes out is that, what comes out, I think, is that the Asiya Asuka is parallel to what? To via Asit, which is the first one, sounds very funny. Because if that would be, because the Lachorina, Yeshiva Asuka, would be parallel to the Asiyata. Hang on a second. I'd like to suggest this is back again. I'd like to suggest this is back again. The Asiyata took a parallel to Asiyata. And that's why the Gemara says, Daska, the Ba'ina Tzviya Lishma. The Asiyata Tzviya, according to this, is no longer a prerequisite or a hashem. Rather, what is it? It is, by virtue of the fact that the power of the yeshiva is what? It's the etzem the mitzvah. Asiyah the mitzvah is the mitzvah. If you have a Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, wearing it maybe the Hemshech HaMitzvah, but the mitzvah, if you look at the Rambam, in Halacha Mitzvah Yadal, I didn't think of this book like Sinai, I said Makorah. Listen to this Lashon HaRambam, tell me what you think. Mitzvah Yadal Hi Shetzivanu La'asos Tzitzit Hu'am Yisalev Asulahem Tzitzit. What deal could you make in the Sefer HaMitzvahs? Again, listen. Mitzvah Yadalad Hi Shetivanu La'asos Tzitzit. What is the mitzvah according to the Rambam? Making tzitzit. What pasuk does he quote? V'asu lahem tzitzit. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzit, take a look in the beginning. Mitzvah Asei Achas, the Koteret. Take three to go Tarek. Yeah, what is the mitzvah? When you wear clothing to put tzitzis on them. The mitzvah is not to wear tzitzis. It's not a chumash gav. You don't have to wear it all the time. When you wear a baguette, a dalet kanfos, it's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on them. La'asos tzitzis. Now, it could be every second you're wearing them and compare it, consider you're wearing them, or maybe it's considered doing a CFA tzitzis, or maybe somehow wearing it as a hemshech of the asiyah, I don't know what. But take a look again in halacha aleph, anaf she'osin al kanaf. Take a look at halacha gimel, halacha aleph. Shesus shechayev adam
la'asot bar tzitzis nadola. There seems to be a strong emphasis on the Rambam, from the Rambam of the Asiyah HaTzitzis. If this is correct, maybe we can argue the Asiyah HaTzitzis is actually the main case. Do you understand what that is? What's the word we use to describe intent needed to create a chesed hamitzvah? The same mitzvah, the shema. When you're talking about the performance of the mitzvah, what's the word we use? Kavanah. Mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or not. What does the Rambam switch from Yud Aleph to Yud Beis? Maybe the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph is telling about the prerequisite. That's a din of tefillah l'shma. However, the Asiyah HaTzitzis, that is about Kavanah. Because the mitzvah is the Asiyah HaTzitzis. The Rambam passing, whether always or just by here, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. I know there's a major machlokes tachron if mitzvah tzrichas kavanah or not, according to the Rambam. I guess I'm assuming that not, or at least over here now. Lastly, how does the Rambam know that the mitzvah is tzviyas hatzitzis or not, and how do you know that the lishma is tzviyas hatzitzis? Where does it come from? The gzeres hakasa. What is the gzeres hakasa? What does the pasuk say? What pasuk teaches me this? Gidilim hasalah. How do you translate the word gidilim? What should you make that is l'shem chovka? The gidil. What's the gidil? It's the string. It's not the finished product of the wrapped up pieces. It's the string. It could be gidilim hasalah means make the gidil l'shma. And if that's the case, the kasha comes from Shmuel. Shmuel holds that the gzeres hakasa is gidilim hasalah. Maybe they tell Shmuel also by Sukkah, apparently not. If that be the case, according to the Rambam, what would Beit Hillel need? Would he need any Lishma or not? Now, once again, according to Rav, no Lishma is needed. According to Shmuel, a higher level is needed. The Gemara says, maybe you should need Shmuel's level. The answer is, you can learn like Rav. At least by Sukkah. Or in other words, the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is only by Tzitzit, but with their Zagos. However, by Sukkah, what level of Lishma do you need according to this read? None. Why is that really nice? What does the Rambam need according to Beit Hillel? No Lishma at all by Sukkah. When she puzzles, it's along the lines of Rashi. Remember yesterday we spoke about whether or not they still need the Sukkah Lishma and that should relate to this Tasha. The answer is, according to the Rambam, it's Lishitasa. Beit Hillel has no level of Lishma, just like Rav who has no level. Only Shmuel had needed it, and that's proof of the Machlokes about the nature of about the halacha of agave system. Sammy, how'd you do with that? You like it? Sage, how'd you do with that? Zach, how'd you do with that? Jacob, I know you like to get us a coffee for it, so you got a schmack out of that. Probably some of the symptoms if you get a schmack. What? I'll go over again. Colton, how'd you do with it? You lost it. Okay. One step at a time. I'm a vegetable. Sure, you like it. You know, it's an interesting shear. It's a combination of the guys who really like the cool textual stuff, the guys who like the versatile conceptual stuff, the guys who like the simple, straightforward, those who can stand around and put a movie show in real life. Try my best. I bet my dad would have it. But I like the dead style. If Rabbi Salvation is correct, that the soul is not the soul, it's something else. Mamos, for example. So Rav and Shmuel agree that these three things are the most important. I don't know that whole thing. Sure, maybe that's the order I'm in. It's not only fake, but it's half fake, and I can use it at all. Maybe these things are over in on Mamos, and every math works about to be a Lishma or not according to Rav, it's Pasha Kakos. You don't need to be a Lishma. You don't need any Lishma. But Shmuel says you do need to be a Lishma. So the question is, they say, well, you should also need it to be a Lishma. And the answer is no. We don't. Maybe by Sukkah, Shmuel needs it. Because the cash comes from Shmuel. But at the end of the day,
If that would be the case, what would we need by Sukkah? No Lishma at all, which is the Rambam Lishita, so because the Rambam believes it still doesn't have any for Lishma or being Mechavish or Zav or anything that Torah can so all the guy said. Just like Rashi with Lishita, so on the Tosafot with Lishita, and the Chanan with Lishita, so through the Rambam Lishita. Additionally, if this would be correct, so the question is to be a new Lishma, why not Atfiyah? And if the Kasha comes from Tzviya, it should parallel itself to Atfiyah Tzviya. Well then, the idea that Tzviya should parallel itself to Yeshiva. Is that true? Shouldn't the Tzviya only be a preparation? The answer, according to the Rambam, maybe not. That's how the Rambam textually seems to indicate in the Tzviya Mitzvot and the Kotarot and Halach Aleph and Gal and Halach Gimel. There seems to be an idea based on the Pasuk Gavas who planned to do the Mitzvah the Tzviya. You should be owed this onto your baggage that you're wearing. If that's correct, I understand why Dafka Tevia the Mitzvah. I understand why the Rambam switches from Lishma to Kavana, because Tevia is Lishma, that's about the creation of the Chavta Mitzvah. Kavana is a word we use about the Asiya HaMitzvah. And by Tzitzit, this is Lashrich of Kavana. Lastly, I understand that there's got the Dilim Takala, which would make the string Lishma, but not the Tzitzit Lishma, that's the seventh part of Gavah, Tulehem Tzitzit. That's the word again. Alvin, you hear this? Why hesitation in your voice? Because you're a conservative person. Do you hear it? Do you think you hear it? Yeah. I didn't mean that. Well, you're a conservative person. You don't want to say you have it if you only think you have it. But you got it. I think so. Steve, how'd you do with it? Love it. Good. I'm glad. One last point, which I don't think is a half baked point. Shua ethics is in the Rambam. Why is this stuck in the middle of all this Lishmah slash Havana stuff? I don't know, but the truth is the Rambam wasn't the first one to link these two halachas together. Who was? Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, there may be something going on about somehow Mahus versus the kind of fitness or the connection between them that both Rabbi Shmuel who presented their positions kind of presented them together, as well as the Rambam who linked them together geographically. I don't know what that is. I do not know what that is. It requires more thought. I have something I'd love to say. What? Meaning, according to something like that, Rav and Shmuel present these four cases. The first he would say agree apostle, and then system they disagree. It's all presented in one manner. It's all presented together. According to Rashi, that's great, because it's all about Lishma and not Lishma. According to the Baal Amar, it's a little bit tougher, because the first three about Tanaf, Min Tanaf, and the last one's about Hazmana. What's the connection? It requires some thought. Maybe Shmuel holds that, that the first three are also apostle because of Lishma. I don't know. I'm not sure that Baal Amar would read why Rabbi Shmuel quoted these all together. Nor or anyone who says not Lishma, I don't know why these are together. That's one of the major points of the Rashi. I'm suggesting, according to the Rambam, there may be some linkage that he himself uses, which goes back to the Gemara, although again, I'm not sure what that linkage would be. It would be anyone but the Rambam would be somewhat circular. I mean, if it'd be the Rif would just quote the Gemara the way the Gemara is written. The Rambam consciously made an effort to change the orders of the Gemara if he thought that conceptual change was needed. So, I mean, the Rambam's whole book was reordering the Gemara. So, your point is heard, but that's the point where I'm backing down. Okay, last topic I want to just briefly discuss today, we'll just open up in it. Let's take a look at Tosafot at the bottom. Who wants to be the Tosafot at the bottom? Shit, you got it? Stop test for now. We'll open up the sugya mitzvah baba. They run the mitzvah and tomorrow we will address it properly. Okay, yeah, Yaakov, go. You want to know what? I apologize. I'm over already. It's about 50. We'll stop right here. And Mitzvah Shem Yaakov, we'll read the Tosafot first. Come on, we're